Pretty ane e te ho. Horohia, horohia e te wā. Whiti, whiti a e te rā. Mahia ake ngā pōraru raru. Mākere ana ngā here. Erere, wairua erere. Ki ngā ao o te rangi. Whiti, whiti a e te rā. Mahia ake ngā pōraru raru. Mākere ana ngā here. Mākere ana ngā here.
Scattered by the wind, washed by the rain, and transformed by the sun, all doubts are swept away, and all restraints are cast down. Fly, O Spirit, fly to the clouds and the heavens, transformed by the sun. All doubts are swept away, and all restraints are cast down. And all restraints are cast down. Kia ora, my friend. My name is Kiriwai, and I'm a wetland. My name means wet skin, because when you look at the sand, you look through the water to see my skin. I live between the land and sea. I live with salt water and fresh water. I want to greet Tangaroa, the god of water, because there is mana and Modi in water. I greet you again, friend, for listening to me. Kei te mihi hoki, ki a koe, hine moana. And greetings to you also, hine moana. I am a repo, or a wetland, that has been named by the Hinewaka people that links my feature, a skin like sand, with a value that this people have from me, healing. The healing for the human sense is connected to the rhythms that can be heard from where I lie, next to an estuary and next to a river and lake mouths. The rushing of waters from the lands to the sea and then from the sea to the land is controlled by Hine Moana and Marama. These water tides, or waitai, cause a rhythm through many spaces of time. The rhythm can be heard from my waters. They match the heartbeats of our people. The further people move away from me, the quieter the waitai rhythm is. At my water's edge, there is another rhythm, a softer rhythm, the taiao, or the earthly tide. People now call this the rhythm of the total environment. In Māori terms, taiao. There have been times when these natural rhythms have been out of sync, like when the great forests of Tāne were attacked by fire and then torched for Pākehā grasslands. The soils or skin of Papatūānuku were shred and washed into waterways. It was us who were made sick. The earthly tide should not be sediment coming at me in pulses. It is us now that needs the healing. I remember when people would come to my shores and they would feel the natural rhythms of the whenua and the moana. A part of their sensing was through their skin, the rush of wind and the gentle touch of dew, the dampness of the sea spray, the feel of their feet squirming in wet sand, and the warming of the sun, our alarms to awake us to waitai and taiao. Some alarms were sharp jolts, and other alarms were slow, convincing me to turn to the taiao. Often in a moment, people would stop to feel deeper, where they could feel the rhythm and understand the healing. Then I would see the stresses of life would be scattered by the wind, the aches of the heart and the body would be washed by the rain, lives of business would be transformed by the sun. In this place, all doubts are swept away and all restraints are cast down. Then I watch the people as their spirits fly. They look to the heavens, and in the clouds above me, the sun shows their transformation away from doubts and restraints. Now to you, my friend here today, be still for a moment here and listen to the tide of land. The taiao is my environment, or the area I live in. Turn your thoughts to this space. I live between the land and sea. I live with salt water and fresh water. I want to greet again Tangaroa, the god of water, for sharing your health to strengthen the health of people. My final greeting to you, friend, for when you are away from me, whakarongo, can you hear me? Let the memory of the taiao bring peace.